friends or?
Okay. See, back east in the south, they have, have you ever heard of kith and kin?
Mm-hmm.
So some might say kin would be relatives and kith would be all the other people, yeah. Now, what kind of a house is this? Is this a special style of house?
Yes, it is. It comes from Santa Fe style that was brought in by the Southerners after the Civil War. They liked New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in and they constructed the adobe houses with the fronts like they have in the South, and all the homes in the South. And so it's called a Santa Fe style.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was brought in by the Southerners after the battles in New Mexico, and they saw New Mexico and liked the state and came back to live, and they constructed this architecture up in Santa Fe, and all those homes and government houses in Santa Fe are of this style.
Right. Now, could you give me a little word picture of your house, the rooms in your house, for instance?
Well, they are large rooms. Large rooms and about four bedrooms, and I have a live-in kitchen and dining room and big living room and porches.
Now, your porches are constructed how? Do they have shade over them, or?
Yes, and screened. In the back, I have them screened in the back.
Okay. Now the, let's see. Out here, of course, there aren't too many houses around, but in the suburbs, in the neighborhoods, the houses are separated by a physical divider. And do you know what those are called?
Yeah, I don't.
They're made out of the rocks up in the mountain.
Walls?
Would you just call them walls?
I think so.
Some people call them fences, but...
What?
Fences. But I've never called them a fence. I've always called them a rock wall.
No, I haven't either. No.
What other kinds of houses do you find in this area?
In this area?
Yeah.
Well, all types. All types of architecture in this type. English style homes, Western homes, or just cottages.
Now this room right here that we're sitting in, this is called what?
A living room.
And I don't know if you have a fireplace. I assume
yes,
you do.
Yes, I have two fireplaces.
Oh, good. The shelf that's above the fireplace is a...
my brain doesn't work very well.
It's okay. This is like a little quiz.
Oh, dear. Why can't I think?
Well, that's okay. Maybe we'll think of it later. Okay, the smoke goes up the...
chimney.
And the black stuff inside the chimney is...
soot.
And the thing that comes out from the fireplace, maybe you can sit on it. I don't know, in your house. Maybe it's just
a
tile area.
I've forgotten what we call that, too. My brain doesn't always
It's okay.
Work.
People have trouble thinking of that one. They really do. A lot of people have had trouble thinking of that one. How about this one's probably even tougher. How about those things in the fireplace that hold the logs up, and they have like a brass front? They look like this. They have little balls on top, little brass things that stand up. Do you know what those are called?
Inside the fireplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what I'd call those.
Have you ever heard them called andirons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you call them andirons?
Yes, I think so.
Because on the East Coast, they call them different things. They call them fire dogs.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that.